Texte numéro 30. Elite couple breeding to save mankind. The Collinses, a married couple with three young children from Pennsylvania, are self-proclaimed pronatalists, a growing movement that promotes having as many children as possible to combat falling birth rates. Malcolm Collins, 36, and his wife Simone, 35, have three children, five-month-old daughter Titan Invictus and sons Octavian, 3, and Torsten, 2. The couple hope to have seven kids in all. When conceiving Titan Invictus, a name the couple decided upon because they feared a feminine name would be taken less seriously, the couple went through genetic testing and embryo selection to ensure the child wouldn't be obese or suffer from anxiety when they grew up. It is one of the many reasons the pronatalist movement is controversial, with many viewing it as a form of eugenics. Indeed, the Collinses have been called hipster eugenicists, a label they denounce. We don't think humanity can be perfected. We just want to give our kids the best possible roll of the dice, Simone told The Telegraph. Malcolm and Simone co-founded the non-profit initiative pronatalist.org and made themselves the poster children of the movement, which is largely situated in Silicon Valley. Twitter CEO and Tesla boss Elon Musk is also a champion of pronatalism. Musk has had 10 children with three different women and believes civilization is going to crumble unless everyone starts having more kids. Musk has tweeted several times in recent years about the threat of a declining population. If the alarming collapse in birth rate continues, civilization will indeed die with a whimper in adult diapers, he tweeted in January. The wealthy husband and wife entrepreneurs argue that the elite of Silicon Valley are interested in pronatalism because they are the ones paying attention to the data surrounding birth rates, and they don't mind being cancelled. I don't think it's appealing to just Silicon Valley people, Malcolm told the Daily Telegraph. It's more like anyone who's familiar with modern science and familiar with the statistics is aware that this is an issue and they're focused on it. Pronatalists also believe that having more children is beneficial for society and the economy, as it leads to a larger workforce and greater economic growth. The movement encompasses various initiatives, including government policies that provide financial incentives for families to have more children, cultural campaigns that promote the idea that parenthood is the most important role for women, and religious or ideological beliefs that emphasise the importance of procreation. The movement, however, is often criticised for ignoring the potential negative consequences of overpopulation, such as environmental degradation and resource depletion. Adapted from the Daily Mail, April 2023.